Hello! If you're listening to this, you've decided to apply to UF's neuroscience program, or you're at least considering it, so congratulations! A few of us first-year students wanted to offer some advice to hopefully make this application process a bit less intimidating and clear up some questions you may have, so we hope you enjoy our conversation.
Hi guys, my name is Mac, and I did my undergrad at Austin College in Sherman, Texas. I'm from Dallas, Texas, and I am 22.
I'm Christina. I'm from the Dominican Republic, and I did my undergrad at Emory, and I am 25.
I'm Elena. I'm from Miami, Florida. I did my undergrad at UF, and I am 23.
Hi, guys. My name's Ethan. I grew up in South Florida, and I went to UCF for my undergrad, and I'm also 25.
So I want to talk about how you guys knew that it was time for you guys to apply to grad school.
I had a bit of a treacherous experience applying to grad school. I thought I was going to medical school my entire undergrad career, and I was sitting in a biochemistry lab, and I had a horrible experiment. I was having a horrible day, and everything just clicked, and I started crying. Because I knew I didn't want to go to med school because I wanted to keep doing this research, even though I was having this horrible time and this horrible experiment. And so I called my mentor and I said, I'm not going to med school. And she's like, I've known for 4 years. Let's make your grad packet. So I applied mid-November, like made my packet and applied very late mid-November. And that's when I decided as a senior in undergrad that I was going to grad school.
Yeah, I want to also echo that. I also wanted to go to medical school. Forever. That was the only plan when I was going to undergrad. I definitely knew that I wanted to, like, as a bucket list item, check off research. So I looked into that, not because necessarily I was applying to medical school, but because I just was interested in, like, some wet lab experience. I didn't know if I was going to get that at any other time. So I think just getting myself into research as sort of like a nerdy hobby really opened up those doors for me to figure out, wow, like, I don't know if being a doctor is the only way to feel fulfillment and also have the opportunity to interact with patients like I thought being a doctor would only allow you to do.
So Ethan and I both took gap years, and I think that's something that I thought was frowned upon, or I didn't realize it was so common to do. And so after taking 3 gap years working in a lab, that's when I knew that it was time for me to apply. And I'm very happy that I didn't do it straight from undergrad, even though that's a totally right way to do it. But I personally wasn't ready yet. So I would invite you, if you don't feel ready right after undergrad, to take some gap years and have that lab experience to see if you're ready to apply to grad school.
Yeah, it's been commonly referred to as growth years, actually.
I love that.
Yeah, because, like, I guess there's, like, a negative connotation to people, like, needing to know immediately what they're going to do with their life right out of undergrad, because you spend a lot of time, like, you know, and you're in a major and you're, like, doing all these things, especially if you're, like, pre-med, like, it's very, like, pointed. Like, you have a lot of things you need to check off, quote-unquote, to get to medical school or grad school, if that's what you've always known you wanted to do, but it's still a lot. And sometimes you feel like after you put in those 4 years, like, you need to also just directly matriculate into a grad program. But it's really not uncommon for people to want to explore other things that they didn't have the opportunity to explore when they were in undergrad, like research, if that wasn't something you had available at the time when you were in undergrad.
I completely agree with Ethan. When I came into college, I thought I was going to be a neurosurgeon. And quickly, I decided not to take that route. And I basically joined the McNair Scholars Program. And if anyone isn't aware of that, it's basically a program that gets you acclimated with what you need to have in order to get into grad school. And up until that point, I didn't know there was a such thing as going into research. I only knew about medical school and either becoming a nurse, a doctor, a surgeon. Those are, like, literally the only options that were fed to me. So when I joined the McNair Scholars Program, they basically opened my eyes to so many things that I could do. And I ended up joining a lab at the same time as joining the McNair Scholars Program. And I loved it so much. But when I graduated, I really didn't feel like it was time for me to go into grad school. I wasn't ready. I didn't know what I really wanted to study or what I was really passionate about. So I definitely took that time to get to learn me as a researcher and as a person. So I think it's extremely important for you to take that time if you feel like it's necessary.
Yeah. So whenever you do feel like you're ready, usually applications for most schools are in the late fall. And for UF specifically, the application review begins November 1st, but you have until December 1st to turn it in. So it's on a rolling basis. So if you can, I would invite you to apply as early as you can. Let's talk about the whole BMS umbrella program, because this is something that not all programs are like this.
Actually, this morning I was thinking about like, I know I'm going to be getting my degree and like my PhD in philosophy or something, like it's, or biomedical sciences or something, but my focus is going to be in neuroscience. So I'm going to be like, am I going to be a self-proclaimed neuroscientist when I graduate, or am I going to be like a biomedical scientist that also specializes in neuroscience? Because I know there are some programs, like when I was applying, that had a neuroscience program. Mm-hmm. However, like UF, it's, like you said, an umbrella program, but you have the option to specialize in something that you know you're interested in right out the gate.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, so this was something that I was kind of confused when I was applying. I didn't understand what it was. But basically, in UF, you apply or you get into what is called the biomedical sciences program. And within that program, there are different concentrations that you can specify your research in. And so you can either come in straight into a specific concentration. And if it's neuroscience, like all of us, then your first year, you just go straight into taking neuroscience courses. Or you can just apply and be kind of undecided as your first year, and you take the biomedical science core course, and then later on in your second year, you can join the neuroscience concentration. So there are those two options if you still aren't 100% sure that you want to do neuroscience.
I think something that's really cool about the umbrella program that we have is that you can take a chance and really explore different research opportunities. I know a lot of us were lucky enough to do research in undergrad, but we didn't really get to choose the style of research or what we were looking into. So I think that's really special. And something that all of the schools I applied to didn't have that UF does have are rotation periods. Every school I applied to, they said, you know, you're going to commit to a PI when you commit to this school, and that's that. But something that I think is really special about UF is we do a 2-month rotation for 3 rotations total, and you rotate with a different PI of your choosing. And so you get the chance to form 3 different relationships. And then at the end of that 6-month period, you then choose the PI you'll be spending 4 to 5 years with. And so something UF really prides themselves on is that PI student interaction and relationship in order to foster a really healthy environment within the lab and produce really quality research at the end of the day.
Yeah, I want to also just say that like all the schools that I applied to, like rotations were not, like they were required. You didn't have an option to not do a rotation. And I think that's what's also really great about UF's biomedical sciences program is that you have the option to do 3, maybe more rotations if you want to, but it's all up to you and what you feel is going to make you the most successful at the end of the day. UF affords you the opportunity to really challenge like what you might be interested in. And if you are interested in staying in the same lab that you did your first rotation with, you still have the opportunity to do another rotation, or you can commit and not do the other rotations.
Yeah, and going off of that idea where you go into a school already knowing the type of research that you're interested in, I want to just touch on the personal statement. So I really invite you to apply to UF with an idea of the people that you would like to work with. And that is something that you should definitely include in your personal statement, the type of research that you're interested, the different PIs that do that type of research, and what you would be able to bring to the table.
And along the same lines, don't water yourself down to fit into a certain box. within my own interviews, I had several pieces of my personal statement discussed that I thought were out of the box and weren't important, but they really were. And so you're not just going to be asked about your research from bullet points within your personal statement. You'll be asked about some time that you describe, and one, be ready to talk about that time, but also you are unique in your own way and provide that uniqueness through your personal statement.
It'll be great to have access to people who can read over your personal statement. That was like truly helpful for me going through the many drafts of a personal statement.
Oh, yeah.
So I definitely have mentors in place that were already in professional positions that have read personal statements before, and they could give you helpful advice. And you could also let your friends read your personal statement and like have it set up as a Google Doc. And they give you like personal feedback on that. So anybody that's willing to look over your personal statement will be super great.
Oh, the dreaded personal statement. Literally the most difficult part for me personally when I was applying to graduate school, because it is like the one place for you to discuss like who you are as a person and how you relate to science. And why you feel like graduate school is the best place for you to grow as an individual who's interested in science, because there's a word limit on these personal statements, at least for the most part, right?
Well, so on the graduate school application page, it says there's a 500 word limit on the personal statement. But I want you guys to know that that is not necessarily true for neuroscience. Or for BMS, 2 pages is preferred, but you should write however much you feel like is enough to express what you're trying to say. Definitely don't turn in 10 pages, but don't feel limited by that 500 word limit. That is not true for BMS. So I want that to be very clear. I did not know that. And I only wrote 500 words and I don't know how that worked.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. So write as much as you feel like can respectfully encompass you as an individual, but also make sure that you're making these statements unique to the schools that you're applying to. It's so easy to copy and paste the same statement to all the schools you're applying to, which would be okay because your story is your story. But in your personal statement, you also want to put why you feel this school is the right fit for you. We only have so many spaces to fill. But also, like, why UF? Is it because you want to be in Florida? Is it because you're really interested in doing MRI and there's a huge MRI, like, center here? Is it because you like gators? Like, whatever that may be, just make sure you put that. And also faculty members you're interested in doing rotations with, because they'll might funnel that paper to those faculty members if you hadn't contacted them already, and you'll have someone at least looking out for you.
To piggyback on what Ethan just said, it's very important to identify what PI you want to, or what lab you want to join, because like Ethan said, they do send those applications to those PIs and they could basically vouch for you on your behalf if they're interested in having you in their lab.
I also think it's important to not have anxiety on your past research experience. So when forming these personal statements, when submitting your CV and or resume, just because you don't have isolated undergraduate research doesn't mean you're not adequate for grad school. It just means you need to emphasize tools that you've learned in place of that. It's very known that not all undergraduate institutions give the same opportunities. Therefore, flex the opportunities you did receive. So in one of my interviews, I was very surprised to be asked more about my time management skills than my undergraduate research. And it took me aback because I didn't think that was something that would be so important in an interview. And obviously it is. But things like that, like, are you good at time management? Are you a creative thinker? Can you synthesize difficult information and make it your own? That's very important in grad school. And I think we've all learned very quickly in our first semester. And so you are unique again, and emphasize those tools that you've learned.
Yeah, I really, really want to emphasize what Mac just said. There isn't a template to what a graduate student is like. So don't feel discouraged if you don't have a strong background. in neuroscience, but you still want to do a PhD in neuroscience, there are so many people in our cohort who haven't had any neuroscience courses before. Mm-hmm. And going off of that, in the application, there aren't any specific course requirements that you need for UF. The coursework is evaluated on an individual basis according to your interest. So say you have more classes in psychology and not as much as biology. If psychology is your thing, then that's totally fine. So don't feel discouraged if you don't have quote unquote basic neuroscience courses, whatever that is.
I've never taken a neuroscience course before, so and I want to be a neuroscientist. So do not worry if you do not know anything about neuroscience.
So last but not least, just remember the GRE is not necessary, so you don't even need to include it. Don't waste your money. Don't even take it. And also, don't pay for the application fee. You can email Sarah Burke at burkes@ufl.edu. That is burkes@ufl.edu. And she will send you an application fee waiver. So don't spend your money. Any final thoughts?
Apply to UF! We're all really cool!
Yay. This application cycle may not fill you with glee, but coming to UF will.
Oh my god. That's so nerdy.